The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Appreciate you for this gathering. We are aware that you are here with us. And so we recognize your presence. We recognize your coming. And we appreciate even the ministering spirit that has been sent to help us. We acknowledge their presence. We acknowledge the presence of your servant, Reverend Busui and Bimpi Olabode, here today. Because we know that His Spirit is gathered with us, beholding our order. Lord Jesus, we connect to these forces to bring forth blessing to your people in the name of Jesus. Show us mercy today. Show us grace today in the name of Jesus. Bless us, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When you get to the land, there is that land itself has capacity to multiply your goods. And that is why you can have that and forget the real good. You know, it was mentioning all the good things that you will enjoy. It's not a land where you have scarceness. It's a land where you get on everything you have is you eat. You will be full. You know, parents does not used to ask Shoti yo. Why they ask you Shoti jail? Nobody. Maybe those days they used to ask, are you full? Maybe those days. But now, nobody care. Have you eaten? If you have it, it's okay. But in the land, there is a provision for you not just to eat. Say goodly houses. Those are still describing the things that the land will do to you. Provisions in the land. So somebody can get there, enjoy the provisions, and do not care about what is buried in the land. Verse 13. And when thy herd and thy flock multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart is lifted up, and thou forgest the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth. Where? Do you know that if you have suffered a thing for too long, you will tell yourself, it's like maybe you suffer hunger so much when growing up. When you start to collect salary, you will say, I want to treat myself. So somebody was showing his shoe rack. A shoe rack. Is it because she had no shoe while she was growing up? If you see a whole room, shoes. That is man for you. Anything you lack, you want to show up for it. So most pastors preach prosperity because they suffer, man, while they were growing up. And they told them, say, so poverty scares them. So I can never be poor. It's not because of anything. You know where you were coming from. You have sworn. Children of Israel are going through the wilderness. You know what they saw in the wilderness? They were eating the same kind of food for 40 years. Show easy, sir. How many years? You were eating manna, morning, evening. They measure it for you. If you like, eat it once. That's your problem. If you like, divide it into two. If you like, eat three square meals. It is just one omer. Everybody, your own is one omer, omer for omer, omer for omer. And you were eating that for 40 years. Children of Israel, they try, you. We might abuse them more. But you know, they are the church in the wilderness. They are our grandfather. We are doing our own today. And we are seeing how we are living our life. To consistent. God said, I want to. God is a disciplinarian, man. He said, I want to train you. How you ought to know that man shall not live by bread alone. And he was only giving them. At the point they cried, give us meat. You would think that. If you are the one, won't you cry? It's like when you are living in a place where they give you okra, okra, every day, okra, 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 okra. Have you ever lived with some people? Every day is okra. You told yourself, the day you marry, you will warn your wife. Sweetheart, I must not smell. Sweetheart, but I like okra now. Whoa, whoa. You will, a serious warning. No, I don't want to smell for the next 2-3 years. Maybe after 3 years, you now come back. Okay, sweetheart, let's do little okra. Variety is the spice of life, isn't it? When you eat rice, you put dodo on it. You put egg. Abi? Yes, you put vegetable. You do. Somebody cannot just be giving you rice and stew. Rice and stew. Rice and stew. Every day. You'll be tired now. Abi, sir? Amen. So one of the reasons why young people are eager to marry, that they can eat whatever they like. Fraud. Maybe you are living with brethren, living with brethren house. There is a way they have regimented your food. And you are looking at the head of the family, the way they serve his own food. Ah! One day, in your heart, one day, one babe go serve me like this, one day. When you get there, you now know that man shall not live by food alone. Hallelujah. God was warning them. He knows them. When you enter into this land, after you have eaten and you are full, because manna can never fill their belly the way God designed it. If you eat and you are full, it's not manna you eat. You have eaten something else. Because the way God designed it, holy yo, I don't know grammar for all those things. You can, you know why you eat and you try. Oh, moyo! You can never eat manna and be full. It will just disappear in your belly. Amen. So, but they are not growing leaner. They are not. They are fresher. They are not sick. As they are growing, their shoes are growing with them. They are wearing the same clothes for 40 years. Hey, yeah, man, these guys don't suffer, man. You wear one clothes for 40 years. Though it was not tearing, it was not getting old, but that thing that regiments you into one straight jacket life, say Christ. Christ is something, no. Christ can put you in a state and you will be there. You will pray. He's not changing it. There is something he wants you to learn in that condition. And he will leave you there. And you will pray. If God is doing you, who will deliver you? If your enemy is doing you, you can shout to God now. And God will deliver you. But God is the one. He's the one behind your training. God says, I want you to learn. I want to register something in your mind that man shall not live by what? Bread alone. Because of that statement, you subject them for 40 years dealing. So, the good land is after wilderness, isn't it? When thou hast eaten and full, yes? Let's see. Let me see that place. Verse 14. Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that. Imagine God himself is saying that, what you guys is what? That great and terrible wilderness. Now God is saying something is terrible. So when they go through that place and they were and their legs were breaking here and there, don't quickly mock them. Wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no what? Water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might what? I don't know. Did you hear that? And that he might what? That he might prove thee to do what? If God want to do you good, he will bring you to the good land. When you are brought to the good land, he will now reveal to you the good in the land. So most of the time, when we say God will do you good at your latter end, we don't understand it. What we think is that at my latter end, I will have a major investment that my children will no longer suffer anymore. Hallelujah. At my latter end, towards the end of my life, I will not wait for a child to come and feed me. I hope you understand when you hear the prayer of an elderly person, you will hear, I should not wait for a child to say, mufe jen one more, you know. Come on, come on, my jet in me. Let my child be eating my own. But you can see that the reason for Christ is to take them through that wilderness and do the good. So the good in that land is the good that God wants to do to them. Let's see verse 17. We'll stop in verse 18. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my end has given me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that does what? That giveth thee what? Power to what? To get wealth. That he may what? Establish his what? His covenant, which he swear unto thy father, as it is where this day. Hallelujah. If thou be willing and what? Obedient, thou shalt eat. So it means that something is tied to you getting into the good in the land. Say willing. Say obedient. So we're going to be looking at these two words. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. And Samuel said, and the Lord has great delight in what? In burnt offerings. And what? As in obeying the voice of the Lord. What brought about this story? The Lord sent Saul to go and kill the Amalekites, isn't it? He got there. He saw fat animals. And he separated the king and the animals, and he kept them somewhere. And Samuel said, and he told Samuel, Samuel, we have killed everything. We have conquered the land. And Samuel was like, what? I'm hearing the sound of something at the backyard. They say, are those ones? is for sacrifice to our God. Then, go back there. Someone else said, quickly, 22. And Samuel said, "And the Lord had great delight in what? And what? As in what? Behold, say to obey is what? And to what? Than the two things. There is willingness, then there is obedience. So, willingness is your offering. Obedience is your sacrifice. Say obedience. Is sacrifice. We are still looking at Old Testament to see how they transfer the thing from Old Testament. How God demanded it. Exodus 25 verse 1. To get the good of the land, what does it mean? You must become a sacrifice and offering. So there is something in the land that is good, but it's not given to everybody. Those who will eat the good of the land are people who are in themselves offering and sacrifices. Can we see that place? Verse 1. One, two, go. Can we read? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, what did he say? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they what? Hallelujah. Speak unto the children of what? Of Israel. That what? That they bring me what? An offering. Say an offering. Of every man that what? Giveth it what? So what is tied to willingness? Say offering. Don't be quick to think Sunday offering. When you hear, I just say, when you hear offering now, offering bolo, Sunday offering. It's because it's not money. We are tracing something. When you say, if thou be willing and obedient, to be willing is to be able to offer, to have offering, to offer. Look at this. That they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it what? Willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. So it means that it's not every heart that has been raised to be willing. You can offer, but not willingly. That is why when you hear, what did you hear at Jordan? This is my beloved son, in whom I am what? Well pleased. Now look at, look, let's go. Now, you can see offering is tied to willingness. Then, let's see. When, you know, this is where God commanded Moses. When Moses was to give them the commandment in chapter 35, verse 4. Okay, can we read it? I want to go. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you, what? An offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a what? Willing, say willing heart. Let him what? Bring it. Let's see verse 5. Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of what? Let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. So it's not about the gold or the silver, because you can bring the gold and silver and brass and you reject it. There is something God wants to raise in the New Testament. We are seeing the whole Testament to travel to the new. The willing heart, say willing, is from the word what? If you are in teaching center on Thursday, say will. Say will. You cannot be willing if you don't know the will. The revelation of the will is what makes a heart willing. And I told us on Thursday that the will of God is a person. It's not marriage. When you hear will of God now, it's not, I want to know the will of God in marriage. Will in Yoruba is ife. Love is also ife. I love that Yoruba translation so much. What you say, I want to know the will of God in marriage. Interpretation is mo fe mo ife Olorun ninu igbeyawo. Love. So the will of God is the love of God. You can't say you love God if you don't do his will. And then you cannot do his will if it's not revealed. Are we together? When you are learning the will of God, they are turning your heart. It is the will of God. So when you say offering, offering is not money. Offering to God, what God receives from man is not his money. God does not need your money. Like Baba Bishop, you say, God does not need your wretched purse. You know, that's the way he speaks. He doesn't need your wretched purse to build his kingdom. Because when he was creating heaven and earth, he did not collect offering. When he was building heaven and earth, does he collect offering? God is using the physical to interpret the spiritual. That there is a heart called Christ heart. That thing called Christ heart is what is called willing heart. But being willing is not enough. If thou be willing, and what? So it is offering and sacrifice that will make you to inherit the good of the land. So when you are Christ, your heart is already a willing heart. You are already offering sacrifices acceptable to God. But you will believe, you will agree with me that to be acceptable is not enough. Because there is good will, there is acceptable will, and there is a perfect will of God. When you are willing, you are already offering. When they smell your offering, is pleased. So God smelled Jesus at age 30. It has been long since I've smelled this kind of all the smoke where Moses they smoke me in heaven. You know they please me like this. Oh, we have been reading Leviticus, and you have seen how terrible. Sometimes you have to just pause and thank Jesus. If you are menstruating, you will bring goat. If you have sex with your wife and your sperm spill, you will bring ram. Yay! Voila! There is nothing you will do. Your head will shake. Out of all those things they are mentioned, you will do one. It's either you are the one that did it or you sat where the person sat. Iru law won't hear. How can I be watching? This person is having a period. Any chair is sat on in church, I must not sit there. How will I know? In fact, it's not even that you are sitting. If you touch the person, you are in trouble. So you can imagine Levitical priesthood is a share. When you see Levites going home at the end of the day, after their shift, they are tired. Everybody will be greeting, Ekushe Baba, Eshe, Eshe. Because you know how many goats, how many ram, turtle, dove that they kill every day. They burn it. They carry the ash. They carry the ash away. They take the blood. Ha! He share. So Jesus observed that system. And he said he knew. God is not pleased with this old massive thing. He knew. But who will do what God is pleased with? Who is that man? Say offering. Where you are going to start from is to be an offering. You cannot be a sacrifice.
Ephesians chapter, is it, okay, 1 verse 5. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to what? According to the what? Say, good pleasure of his will. Again. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. So, Jesus became the will of the Father to start with. It's called goodwill. Goodwill. So, Jesus became an offering. Offering first. You know why? You know why? Because there is the outer court, Abby. There is the holy place. And there is the most holy. Amen. So, you can't journey from the camp, because even outer court is higher than the camp. If you come to the camp, you are already blessed. You have been separated already. Levite officiates in the camp, in the outer court. Then priests in the holy place. Then high priest in the most holy. So it means that you can't jump from the camp into the holiest of all. There is a preparation for everyone, that because it's inside the holiest that they sacrifice. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9. The mystery. Say, having made known. So the question is, has it been made known to you? That I am a believer does not mean it has been made known to me. When you got born again, nothing was made known to you. You only enjoy grace. By grace are ye saved through faith. It is not of yourself. There is nothing you added. Gift was given to you. Anything called gift, you don't work for it. But when you are now born again, sir, some things, except you want to burn epistle. Let's throw away epistle. Let's throw away, let's throw every Bible away, because the reason for Bible is that light will shine on it for things to be made known to us. Having made known unto us. The what? Say mystery. So the will is a mystery. And what is mystery? My interpreter, Ijile, Aditu. What they call mystery, you can't read it in the Bible and get it. It must be made known. So when Paul was praying, what was he praying for? After I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love to all the saints, I cease not to give thanks to God for you and to make mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation. There you are seeing. In what? Knowledge. Why will Paul pray? If the day you got born again, you have it. Then why do we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation? To unveil what? If you have already become everything, you are already a sacrifice, you are an offering, you are Christ, you are Father, you are God, in fact, you are already sitting in the throne. Then why will Paul say, when I heard of your progress, I began to pray? Because you need more progress. I began to pray. Because you can be a believer and you will be blind throughout your life. I'm telling you, sir, you can be a Christian and till you die, you will be 70 years in church, you are still blind. When he says, I saw the new heaven and the new earth, who do you think will be in the earth? Who will be the new heaven? Yeah, I don't know who man is. It's not hellfire. Some people will be in the new earth. Some will be in the new heaven. Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So we don't know him. Because if we know him, Paul will not still pray. This same Paul that said, having made known unto us the mystery of his, was still praying further that I may know him. So what are they revealing again? Paul cannot lie now, because the whole of Christ's mystery, the will, is Paul. They gave it to him to give to the church. So he was talking there, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. When Paul finishes with you, you will be willing. What is willingness? Your heart will be fleshy. Say fleshly heart. You know, all of us, we are born again with a stoning heart. So it means that with your stoning heart, you can never eat the good of the land. I'm telling us, there is a good in the land that we are supposed to eat, but they need to prepare you for what has been prepared for you. A throne was prepared for Esther, but they needed 1 year to prepare Esther for that seat. How come you are a Christian and you don't want to be prepared? The first 6 months, they were washing her. They are all virgins, so. Now imagine. They were not door. They are wall that they brought into Susan. All the virgins, they cropped them. And then for the first 6 months, they were washing them. You know, to be virgin alone means you are Christ. Christ is virgin. They told Jesus, Jesus, who are you? Peter said, thou art the Christ, comma, the Son of the living God. So, more than Christ is here. I'm sorry if you're just hearing this for the first time, look at, are you saying Christ is not Jesus Christ? You will need time to understand these things. Is there in the Bible? We cannot just open it in the few time we have. But Jesus' first attainment, he became Christ, a willing man. That willing heart is an offering to God. It's the original offering. All the while, God wanted Israelites to be willing. That was why he was telling them, bring this. Maybe if you do it several times. You know, when we catch students that is problematic in school, we will tell them, go and write, I will not do it again. I will not do it. 60 leaves. 60 leaves. You'll be writing, I will not do it again. I will not do it again. You know what it means? By the time that guy finishes that thing, you don't need that paper. What you need is for it to touch his heart. I don't even have what I'm saying. You don't need that. If he finished writing the thing and he gives it to you, you go and throw it somewhere. Or you give it to Yelakara. You to buy a car. You don't need it. But what you really need, let this thing touch your heart. So God was disappointed because all the way they now thought if they do anything, oh, what did God need? You know, goat? I bet that goat. God, take your goat. Well, you will go and do it again. He's God. Bring sheep. God said, I am not a blood-sucking human being. No. I'm not interested. Oh, my God. I am not pleased with your goat and your... I need you. I don't need that your goat. It's your heart I need. I want that thing to touch your heart. But because of the weakness of Levitical priesthood, their heart can be touched. There is a priesthood higher than Levi that can touch hearts. It undoes the original. That is a shadow. That's a type. There is an original that, oh my God, Melchizedek priesthood is to bring. Say will. Willingness. If thou be willing. Say Christ. What is the demand of God? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Hallelujah. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. We have entrance today. Yes, Say, who will? Do you want to know the will of Christ? This is the will of Christ. Whose will is to have what? All men. To be what? Comma. That is the summary of the will called Christ. That is the summary of the will called who? Christ. That is the summary of the will called what? Christ. Say, whose will? That what? So if you are saved, new birth, and you could not come to the knowledge of his will, of the truth, what does that mean? You are not willing. Say, who will? Are we getting this thing? I want it to be clear to us. Who will have all men to be saved? And then to come. So how come you are saved and you don't want to come? And you want to sit and say, I am seated. I am forever saved. I'm saved forever, forever. The owner of the will says, it is my will that all men be saved. And then after you are saved, don't stop there. Come. Say, come. Remember, he that will come to God must believe that he is. We are all comers. When you are coming, there is an offering that they will see with you, that they will accept you. Nobody comes empty-handed. Your offering is your acceptance. When you are coming, they look at you. Shokbe ore dani. What is the ore that you will bring? Your ore is your heart. Your willing heart is the offering. And how do you have a willing heart? Knowledge of the truth. By the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So you have to sit and let them teach you. My problem is that many believers thought they know so much. You know why? Everybody carry the same Bible. You know, when a lady starts to develop features of a woman, we just realize that, or maybe when it started, maybe you have a teenager in the house, talk to one new boyfriend. There's a way you will know. There's a way she'll be talking to everybody. Wait till you get, wait till you get, wait till you get. There's an enlightenment they come into. Because we are all carrying the same Bible does not mean we have the same enlightenment. We must all be enlightened. We must come. Because if thou be willing and obedient. 2 Timothy. Are we seeing this? Let's see 2 Timothy quickly. 3:7. And then we'll move. Say ever learning. Do you see this? Ever learning. And never able to do what? So what is an attainment? It's like your first degree as a believer. Come to the knowledge of the truth. Because you can be learning every day, and you never come. Say ever learning. And it's so crucial to me that it didn't say ever hearing. We can say because you are hearing. Because the way you learn Christ is that you will first hear him. He will teach you if you have been taught and you have heard him. And then you now learn. Give me that scripture. This scripture is very dangerous. So how can somebody be ever learning? It's not ever hearing. Now look at it. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have what? He didn't say if you have heard him. And have been taught. So the end of the cycle is learning. And you can be ever learning and never attain to Christ. Abba. So what is wrong? What can be wrong that I can trace biblically and spiritually with my little tiny spiritual sense is unbelief. Say unbelief. Because what stopped the former church in the wilderness from entering is unbelief. You are learning it, but you are not applying your heart to it. You are not believing it. Hebrews chapter 10. For if we sin, what? After that we have what? They are what? Read it again. Once again, read it again. I hope you know that this scripture is not talking about everybody. It's not talking about every believer. There are some believers that can sin willfully. There are some believers that cannot sin willfully. Because they don't really, their will has not been trained. How do you have your will? You have your will by receiving the knowledge of the truth, isn't it? So, if we sin willfully, after, so these guys have received knowledge of the truth over time. They have stayed, the eyes of their understanding has been enlightened. Now, they now sin willfully. So you can sin willfully. After you have attained to Christ, you can sin willfully. Why they promise them liberty? They themselves are the servants of what? For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is brought in bondage. Amen. Let's read together. One, two, go. For if after they have what? Escaped the what? The pollution of the what? Through what? Of the Lord and Savior. So the knowledge of our Lord and Savior is the knowledge of truth. What does knowledge of truth makes you? To escape the what? Pollution of the world. Jojo, is this thing clear? Look at it again. Look at it again. If after they have escaped, what the knowledge of the truth supposed to do for you is to make you what? Escape. Escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Escape the pollution that is in the world. But that you escape does not mean that you are totally free. You can escape and you can be captured again. And it says the latter end is worse. Look at it. Look at it. They are again entangled therein. So these are the people that can do willful sinning. Entangled therein and what? And overcome. What now happened? The latter end is what? Is worse with them than the beginning. So a believer can start well and end worse. I don't know why these people are not reading this scripture. And it's there. They just deliberately turn their eyes from it. That somebody can begin well and his end is worse. It's a willingness. May God make our heart a willing heart. That is the heart that can offer. Give God an offering. Because your willingness is your offering. It's not what you carry in your hand. Jesus had not done anything. Miraculo, signs and wonders, at age 30. The father said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am what? I am well. Say well. So he has not done anything. He has not even come to public ministry. And the Lord said, I am well pleased with him. So what is he doing? Because you must do something. That means that it was Christ was being formed in Jesus. You know, Jesus was born like ordinary boy and girl. I hope you know. He was born like you and I. Everything Jesus became, he grew into it. He attained it by obedience. We're going to see it very soon. He grew. There is no special advantage. Because if they give him any preferential treatment, Lucifer will shout. That offering cannot damage Lucifer. He grew like you and I. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. He grew.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. Can we read this one? Once we go. For I like the way they started this verse. For every high priest taken from among men is what? Say every high priest is taken from where? They don't take high priest from God. So Jesus was taken from where? In things what? Pertaining to God. So an high priest is intermediation. He will stand in between man and God. He will bring the things of man, of God, and give it to man, and collect the things of man and turn it. Amen. Look at it all. That he may what? Oh my God. That he may what? Both gifts and what? For what? Now imagine. What is it that will not allow us to eat the good of the land? Is sins. What is it? What will not make us to eat the good of the land is sins. Verse 2. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity, and by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified what? Not himself to be made an high priest, but he that saith unto him, thou art my son today. Say a big amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are three times that God spoke to his son. The first time, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. That's in Jordan, isn't it? The second time, he spoke at Mount of Transfiguration, isn't it? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Then the last time is what Hebrew is quoting here. But unto the son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou art loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed with the holy blood thy fellows. Yes. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, had laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hand. Yes. There is a place. It's not his place. The last one he told the son, thou art my son today. Jesus was not given the high priestly ministry until he has two things to offer. They did not approve is high priestly ministry. Look at it. It says, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that saith unto him, thou art my son today. So it means that Jesus attained something, because every high priest must have two things. You cannot take away a Aaronic priesthood if you don't have a replacement. And the replacement must be the original. So Jesus was growing and growing and growing and growing to a point where he can have somewhat also to offer. Verse 6. As he said also in a place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So Melchizedek priesthood is not the one that deals with physical blood and bulls of goat and ram and no. It deals with the original, the life. Now look at it. Verse 7. Who in the days, look at it now. What are you talking about here? Jesus. Are you afraid? Look at it. Who in the days of his flesh, when he was on earth, hey, when he had what? Offered up what? Prayers and what? Supplication. With what? See your Lord. And you are here quoting, shouting, I am seated, I am heavenly, I am saved. Your Lord cried. I say Jesus cried. He didn't cry small cry. Say strong crying. And what? Unto him that was able. So if Jesus did not cry, Jesus can die. You open your mouth, talk, say, once you are safe, you are forever safe. Even your Lord did not claim that thing. He heard Jesus. He was crying that I should be saved from death. Death is not breathing his last. Have you heard? Because naturally he died. So he's not talking about natural death. There is a death that wants to kill your soul. That will not make you to be the high priest that you are ordained to be. That want to spoil your sacrifice. And was heard in that what? He feared. Verse 8. Can we read together? One, two, go. This is mathematics. See maths. Though he were a son, what made him a son in the first place was that he attained to willingness. Every son is willing. If thou be willing, isn't it? So as Christ, you are a son. But Jesus knew, if I stay at Christ, I won't be an high priest. Though he were a son, yet he now began another school of learning what? Obedience. Because if thou be willing and obedient, if Jesus is only willing as a son of will and not a son of obedience, he cannot offer. He can't be an high priest. It means he can't take away sin. He will only repeat what is on the ground. So by the things which he suffered, say your Lord suffered, my Lord suffered, just to attain something. You want to do Jelenke Christianity and end up on the throne, you lie. You have been scammed. Then what now happened? After he suffered. Then verse 9, he said, I'm being made perfect. You know, good will, acceptable will, and the perfect will of God. Perfection is sacrifice. Being made perfect, he became something. This man became something. He became what? The altar of what? He became the offering. He became the sacrifice. When you see Jesus, you are not, if Jesus say your sins is forgiven, you know, high priest was talking. How can he say? Because before you can alter that statement, an high priest only should be able to offer, to alter that your sins, okay, because if somebody have leprosy, he will declare you unclean. After they have washed you, they now say, you are declared clean. But this man, he doesn't have tabernacle. He doesn't have goats. He doesn't offer anything. Just say your sins are forgiven thee. Abba, who has power in heaven and on earth to forgive sin? You don't understand. Which one is easier to say? Carry your bed, go to your house, or your sins are forgiven. That you may know that the Son of Man has power. So he has become something. All the thing is inside of him. So God wants to make you like that. Anywhere you stand, smoke is arising from your head to God. You are a temple. You are a sanctuary. Ah, mama. So we are not mates on the earth. Anywhere Jesus stands, don't talk there. Because that man standing is a whole tabernacle. Outer court is in him. Holy place is inside of him. And you cannot see it. Only the Father knows what he's looking for. When he see the Son, he can see sanctuary. When he look again, he will see, this guy, you don't finish. Now look at where we are going. Look at it. And being made perfect, he became the author of what? Unto that do what? Say obey. Say obey. Say obey. So it means that I may not. This is the good of the land. Say eternal salvation. There is something called eternal salvation or eternal security. But how you get there is the issue. There is some, it's called eternal. That good of the land is called what? Eternal. So Jesus suffered to obtain it for everyone that will do what? That will obey. Say obey. You also will obey him and you will become a sacrifice. Then you are entitled to have eternal. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus. We're going to be looking at Jesus. There is nothing we are preaching other than Jesus. We'll be looking at him more and more. We'll be see in eternity, we'll still be looking at this man. We'll be seeing more. He said, in ages to come, that you may know the exceeding riches. Oh my God. Hebrews 8. Eternal, and you can't hit the goal if you are not willing. And what? Your obedience is your sacrifice. Hebrews 8, verse 1. Now, this is the summary of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. Say big amen. Amen. Look at it. The summary is that we have such an what? High priest. There are two scriptures. There is a scripture that says, we are seated in Christ in heavenly places. Isn't it? And there is another one that says, he that overcometh shall make to sit with me. So when you are in Christ, when they check the bum on that chair, who are they seeing? Answer me now. Christ. You want no more, you are no Christy. You are the one that knows that you are in Christ. When Father sees the chair, who is he seeing on the chair, sir? But forever and ever, you must not remain inside that place. He said, if you overcome, you will sit with. There is a difference between with me and in me. If you learn obedience, you will be able to sacrifice the way I did. You will be given a seat with me. Look at it. Hebrews chapter 8. Look at it. I just want to explain that statement. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set or who is seated on the right hand of the throne of the majesty. What qualified him to be seated here? It's not that you got born again today, you are seated already. Do you know the strong crying, the tears, the obedience, the sacrifices that qualified him to be set on the right hand of the majesty of God? Then verse 2, look at, they are describing this high priest. Say a minister. Agaganata. A minister of the what? Sanctuary and of the what? Which the Lord pitched. Not what? So, who are they talking about? There is a tabernacle that man pitched. That Moses what? They are comparing two houses. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched. So when you see Jesus, that is the building of the Lord. Is when you see, you won't see tarpaulin, you won't see badger skin, you won't see linen, you won't see all those linen, all those purple, all those wood, all those lava, all those golden candlesticks. Oh my God. The ark, the testimony, the mercy seat is inside this man. In fact, the original is weaved in his making. Which the Lord pitched. This is not the building of man. Yes? So in him, you will see holy place, because minister of the sanctuary, it means minister of the holy place. Abi? Abi? Yes or no? Then of the true tabernacle is the most holy. So inside him, his sanctuary there. His most holy there. Now look at it, verse 3. Now look at it. Read this together with me. For every high priest to offer gift and what? Wherefore? Say wherefore. They will not bend the rule for Jesus. If you will attend to high priestly ministry, you must offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have what? Somewhat also. So it's not like God bribed angels and said, it's not Tinubu that will bribe his way through everything. No. Somebody who cannot read budget, cannot read the 1,199,000 is the governor of a state in Nigeria. Jesus was raised to have also his gifts and sacrifices. He must have it to offer. No bribery and corruption. Before Aaron will pack his tent and leave the stage for this one, they must check, what is he bringing? What does he have to offer the table? What is he bringing to the table? Verse 4. For if he were unhurt, he would not be a what? Seeing that there are priests that offer what? Gift according to the law. So before you can wipe what is present, you must have a superior. And shadow. So all that we are all reading in Leviticus is a what? A shadow. Of what? Heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shield to thee. So there is a copy. The original copy is in heaven. which no eyes can see. No goat can get there. No bullock can enter the place. So they took Moses to go and show him. So everything, that's why Moses was detailed. No wonder they said he's a faithful man. If you are reading, like you will be skipping some verse that you are just reading. Not that you should execute it though. Where you are reading Leviticus, you'll be skipping some verse. Just for you to read, though, you are skipping like ram. Imagine the one that now built that system. No wonder. No. Let's clap for Moses. No. Clap for Moses. Bible says he was faithful in all his house. Because he was not just building something. He was seeing something and copying it. It's like you want to do photocopy. For instance, you say, this is my name. And your photocopy said, this was my name. Huh? You'll be wondering. You will photocopy a machine. What's happening here? Because when you photocopy, you don't read it again. Just assume that it's the same thing. So Moses was a carbon copy, a photocopy of the heavenly thing. Faithful man. But the original has come. I said the original is here. We will forever and ever give praise to our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6 of 8. But now, hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also is what? The mediator of a what? A better, say better. What? Covenant. Which was what? Established upon what? What is the promise? And this is the promise where he has promised us even eternal life. Nobody can attain to eternal life if our high priest did not rise. Because eternal life is heavenly. Nobody, with your goat, with your bull, you cannot attain to eternal life, which is called eternal salvation. But this man arose. Give me verse 11. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall what? From the what? To where? Hallelujah. A minister of the sanctuary. So it's in the sanctuary they teach you how to offer offering or gifts. Ah, look at it, verse 1. It's so much of joy. Anytime we have to talk about our high priest, so much of joy. Because he's bringing us there too. He said, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall what? Before me. And then the next thing, and the Lord, this the Lord whom ye seek is the what? Is the high priest. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the what? The messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, but. But many people assume that they will abide it. We have already abided it. Prophet is saying, but who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a what? A refiner's fire. And what? Yes. And he shall sit. Oh my God. Where will he sit? He will sit in the holy place. We will sit now. As a refiner and purifier of what? Silver. What is silver? Silver is Christ. Holy place. Gold is most holy. Gold is what? Silver is what? So he will sit with silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as what? Gold and what? And silver, that they may what? Say offer. Say offer. Say offer. Unto the Lord. What? Say an offering. In what? Who will offer this offering righteousness? Levi, sons of the holy place. You cannot offer if you have not been purged. The coming of the high priest into the holy place is what purifies you to be able to offer. You have become an offering. Jesus is a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. So what does he come to do as a minister in the sanctuary? Is to purify the sons of Levi so that they can offer offerings in righteousness. That is how they prepare you. You can't sacrifice if you have not mastered offerings. Sacrifice is blood. Is what? Is what? Is what? Is what? Sacrifice is blood. Yes. Let's go. Verse 4. What did he say? Then shall the offering of what? Of Judah and Jerusalem be what? Unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in what? So Judah must offer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's do chapter 10, verse 5. Say a big amen. Wherefore, look at it. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, so Jesus, immediately Jesus landed in the world, he knew what his job spec was. Sacrifice and offering. That what? Say a body. Say a body. A body. All the goats, all the blood, you have no pleasure. You don't like it. A body as thou prepared me. So it means that what God is expecting is a body that can embody all the sacrifices and offering. Verse 6. Look at it. Imagine all the things you are reading in Leviticus. In burnt offerings. And what? And sacrifices for sin. Thou art no what? Are you tired? How could somebody discover that? Do you know how massive Levitical priesthood was? What is going on there every day, every day, every day. And somebody knew that God is not pleased. Look at it. For in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou art no pleasure. So the first time he saw pleasure, he couldn't keep it. Thou art my son. In whom I am. He never made that statement for Levitical priesthood one day. But it's just permissive will of God. Isn't it? There is something they call God's permissive will. I think it was Saul. Sometimes God will say, should I go? Should I go? My Lord. You will need understanding to know that my Lord is my Lord. You know, Yoruba has one kind intonation like bad. Mufeje, maje. Maje. Mufelo, my Lord. Yoruba. Mommy, we want to go to the family. Maje. We want to work his spoons. You see the slippers that has carried mud. He's on your head. Maje. Why not say Maje? It's still the same thing. Maje, Maje. Is it not the same thing you will say? You know, Maje, Maje. Which one is easier to say? But flesh in our culture will not allow those mothers to say Maje. Simple. Mommy, I'm chimuli jerizi, Maje. So, all the while, God was looking at the whole system, the way the Levite would be carrying goat every day. Ha, he, ha, ha, ooh, ha. High priest will come, carry blood every time. Ah! In the heart of God, he's looking for one day. Who will ever please me? And Jesus discovered it. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Say to do thy will, O God. Look at it. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither art pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may what? Establish the second. By the which will. Can you see now? Say will. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. If thou be willing, if thou be sanctified, by which will we are sanctified. So the offering of his body is the first offering. He did it how many times? Once. Just once. Yes. Verse 11. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same. And you see how many times you have repeated in the same thing inside Leviticus. When you read it, he's saying the same thing. He shall do this, and they will repeat it to him. They will not say, because I've done this, they do this. No summary. Which can never, say can never. With all of that, he can never take away what? Sins. This man, after he had what? Offered one, say one, sacrifice. For what? Forever. Sat down on the right hand. He did it once. He got it once. A body was raised for him. Verse 13. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his what? His footstool. Then verse 14, what did he say? For by one, he said you can see one sacrifice and then one. Do you see that? Say one sacrifice. Then say one offering. Because this high priest must have sacrifice and then offering to offer. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are what? Sanctified. His offering perfect those who are sanctified. His sacrifice perfect those that will inherit eternal salvation. Yes, go on. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. The old place. Which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gift and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Which stood only in meat and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the times of reformation. But what? But Christ, being come and high priest of what? Say good land. Say good things. Hallelujah. So what is the land? Is that what high priest brought? The land is the land of high priest. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand. That is to say, not of this building, yes. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He did what? He entered in. How many times? Once. Into the holy place. Having obtained what? Eternal redemption for us. Yes. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself. Say, offered himself. So himself is the offering. Without what? Spot to God. Purge your conscience. From what? Verse 15. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament. That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testament, they which are called might, oh my God, they which are called might what? Shout it very loud. If not for our high priest, you will be called and you will never receive the promise. But because of the offering of himself, he is able to call you and then to give you eternal inheritance. You see everything they are saying now? Eternal redemption, eternal inheritance, eternal salvation is because of the high priestly work of our Lord Jesus that made it possible for a mortal man to inherit eternal inheritance. Verse 17. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. Yes. Verse 21. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. Verse 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hand, which are the figure of the true. Can you see that? But into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God. So, what made Jesus to appear in the presence is because he brought something. You remember Esther? You can't appear before king without being invited. except he stretched forth his scepter towards you. So Jesus, what made, because that man is no longer God. He is now man. You can't appear in presence if you don't have things to offer. Kilogbewa, what brought you to presence? So Jesus appeared in presence to offer gift and sacrifices to make us perfect. Verse 25, we are closing. Not yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enter into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, had he appeared to put away sin by the what? Of, I want you to underline himself. Sacrifice of what? The last verse, 28. Was once offered. Who did they offer? And unto them that what? Look for him. Shall he what? The second time without sin. Say unto salvation. So you will see that the essence of all the gift and sacrifice that Jesus attained by obedience is for salvation. So to let you know that salvation is not cheap. It's not cheap. But we can be saved. Faithful is he that has called you, because he won't let you down. He has paid the price. So you can obey. I say you can obey. That disobedience that looks so tight is not true. Your high priest blood is stronger than that disobedience. It can melt it. Can we release ourselves to Jesus today? The high priest says, I should tell you that he is going to help you. He said that limit is not your limit. That barrier is not your barrier. That sin is not your limit. You are going to break free from it. You are going to, there is something he brought, and that thing, you are going to collect it. Eternal salvation is your reward. No sin, no hell, no death, no power, no principality will be able to stop you from attaining to the goal of your faith in the name of Jesus. You will grow above sin. You will grow above death. You will grow above hell. Because the high priest will carry you. He will help you. Thank you, Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.